Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You know how I know how old I am, Shime? They announced the four actors who are going to play the Beatles in the biopic quadrilogy that is coming out in a couple of years, and I don't know a single one of the actors.
That seems right.
So they're doing four separate films on each of the Beatles. And the actors are Paul Mescal.
Oh, I love that spot in the Seaport.
Harris Dickinson. Mm. Joseph Quinn. And Barry Keoghan.
Oh, my God.
Do you know?
Yeah, Barry Keoghan is the actor from...
What?
He's going to be the Joker in the Pattinson Batman.
Yes, but he was... That movie that I watched Saltburn. That I was like Saltburn
and he is?
Okay. Yeah, and then Paul Mescal dates Gracie Abrams. He's pretty famous.
Don't know who she is either.
Didn't she run for governor?
I know Barry, one of those guys.
Barry Keoghan is gonna play Ringo.
Drummer.
Yeah, Curtis, you were a drummer, I remember correctly.
Basically, I got screwed. I could have been baby Ringo.
Wait, didn't you see Gladiator 2, Greg?
Yeah.
Paul Mescal is in Gladiator 2.
Okay.
Yeah, you probably know them. You just don't know their names.
I only knew Denzel.
Yeah.
And fair. Barry Keoghan, even if you didn't watch Saltburn, he used to date Sabrina Carpenter, which I know
you're
a big fan of.
Oh, yes, I am. I'm a big fan of her music.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. Well, anyway, do we need four full-length films on each of the Beatles and their lives? I mean, why not, I guess, right, Curtis?
I mean, far be it from me. I mean, if they made five Brady movies, I'd see them all, but it feels like we've done the Beatles pretty
so
well.
So they're making four different movies actors?
Yeah, four different movies about each of the guys. So,
have you ever walked on Abbey Road?
No, I have not. I have been to England, but I know you lived there for quite some time.
I did, for 2 years. We used to play American School of London. And they were right off of Abbey Road.
All right. Well, we were in the middle of the leads when we were so rudely interrupted. Curtis, good morning.
So now that Gretzky is no longer the goal king and that it's to the side of Alex Ovechkin, I have come up with a list of records that I feel will never be conquered.
Ooh.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
First and foremost, there will never be a rock jock that goes to WEEI and wins Major Market Personality of the Year Marconi.
Oh,
that's
Curtis,
only one.
Thank you. Don't underestimate my fellow disc jockey brethren, but I appreciate the support.
I certainly will underestimate those guys, but you were great. Nobody will ever win seven Super Bowls. Ever.
Ever. Okay.
It is just players are getting paid too much. Mahomes was the next great hope, and he's not even halfway there. No one will ever win 511 games as a pitcher in Major League Baseball. That may be the most secure record of all time owned by Cy Young.
All right.
And no one will even come close to the 56-game hit streak in Major League Baseball I don't see. It's just.
But that's a possibility, though. Gets hot. Like, when I think of records, like, I agree it'll be. No one will probably get to 7 Super Bowls. And the Cy Young thing, because the pitchers don't pitch like they used to back in the day. But somebody could get hot and get to a 56-game hit.
Especially with the Torpedoes.
Yeah, especially with the Torpedoes.
Isn't the second longest? Wasn't it Pete Rose? DiMaggio had 56. I think Pete Rose got to like 40-something.
Right. To me, a record that will never be broken is something that I know is like impossible and no one does it in the league. Is Wayne Gretzky's point total. He is the only player in NHL history to have multiple 200-point seasons.
Well, Ovechkin could get there. I think he's only a couple hundred away when it comes to assists. Mm-hmm. I mean, he could play he could play for another 10 years.
No, he would have to. It's just nuts on the whole Gretzky thing, because that's kind of the one thing that I was like looking at. Like, think about this. Gretzky had 1, 2, 3, 4 seasons where he had 200 points or more. And the next closest player to do it is like now like 140.
Ovechkin only has just over a third of Gretzky's total assists.
Right.
I'm going to say this. It's probably going to enrage Wiggy, but did you happen to see the side-by-side on social media of Ovi beating Gretzky's record this past weekend and then LeBron beating Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's record?
And no, the side by
the difference between the two guys, the way they celebrated.
Well, I know.
It was really interesting.
Ovi probably cracked a beer or something.
Ovi, like dove, and every single player on his team surrounded him and hugged him in a scrum.
Yeah, I saw that.
And LeBron ran down the court with his hands up like this and said, bring it on to the crowd, like, adore me and love me. Yeah. It was a completely different reaction.
Yeah, I don't remember LeBron's reaction, but I saw Ovi's after he scored that goal, like you said. That.
What about the Cal Ripken streak, Curtis?
Oh, that's a good one. That will never be touched.
Yeah,
what
that's
was that, like 2,600 consecutive games.
Games, yeah. When, because you start to look
and let it be said, and Cal Ripken has reached the unreachable star.
And like, Curtis, you're right. Like, when you start looking at the Cy Young and you start looking at how those guys pitched back then, I could see maybe some guy playing every day, gets lucky, and it's going to be extremely difficult to do the 56-game hitting streak. Or even like Ted Williams is 406. You could see somebody getting lucky. But the longevity to be able to pitch that many innings – or Gretzky's points. Gretzky's points is at 2,850.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Seven.
That's amazing.
And Ovechkin, you brought up Ovechkin, 1,619 points.
What do you think's more impressive? Cal Ripken, 2,632 consecutive games over 16 years, or Scheim, 26 work days without a flex?
Well, that was, you know, he had a reason why he had to go to Florida and sit on the beach and read a book.
He's doing a great job.
He's a mean ricochet.
Scheim, you're quiet over there. Your coworker is. That was a direct
he's ready
shot.
For me. He's ready for me to caddy for him now that Shadur is not going too.
Yep, so I won the overall bet here. Greg, it's okay. He can take jabs.
I got to tell you something. I don't know why, but it appears that it's just like the PGA. Sponsors are now reaching out on the match. Is that accurate?
Yeah. There are multiple people that want to get involved with this.
Who did you hear from yesterday DM?
I got a DM from a guy. I need to pull it up here. His name is Brant, and he said that his company would be interested in sponsoring like one of the par threes, and if either of us were to make a hole-in-one, it would result in like a $1 million donation to the Greg Hill Foundation.
Well, very unlikely that happens.
Well, I think that's kind of why they do it.
Oh, you think so?
That would be my guess.
You think it's an insurance thing?
Scheim, it's time to create a foundation, buddy, because you got to get in on that.
Have you ever had a hole one, Greg?
No, I've never had. I've played 4,000 rounds and never had a hole in one. Never.
Scheim?
No, I've never had a hole in one.
I've seen guys do it.
I don't even think I've ever seen one in person.
You haven't?
No. Wow. I mean, like, I've seen one on TV, but, like, in playing around, I've never seen anybody else do it.
I was playing in a celebrity golf tournament one time with the great Scott Young of Clinton, Massachusetts, who won a couple Stanley Cups. And it was at Slow Acres. And the every hole, there were four par threes. Three of them had a brand new car on it. If you got a hole in one, and the other one had like an autographed basketball from the 1991 Boston Celtics. He got the hole in one on the autographed ball from the Boston Celtics, and not a hole in one where you win an automobile. I mean, it's still good to get the ace.
Yeah.
But
it was probably the happiest I've ever seen my dad. He got one. Yeah.
He got one? Was he wearing pants?
Yes.
Okay. Because
fully dressed.
Does he golf Winnie the Pooh style?
No, he does not. Okay. He does not.
Is that what they call the hole in one when you have no pants, the Winnie the Pooh?
No.
Okay.
He wears pants all the time.
Angry Pitchable Dave.
Courtney's dad does the D out on a hole in one.
He does not.
And it's called the Winnie the Pooh. What?
Angry Principal Dave's trying to take shots at us, Greg. Like, he can actually play golf, which I highly doubt. He can barely swing a club.
Oh my
he goes,
God.
How about either of you hit the green on a par three?
Okay. Right,
I would just stop giving him attention. He's a narcissist and he's lost his mind.
We have got to pick a date for the match. They are salivating over it at Granite Links because they know also that I'm going to win. All right.
They hope you're going to win.
Excellent lead, Curtis. Thank you.
Thank you.
We will be back with a lead from Courtney and Wiggy and yours truly.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book,
how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.